Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 27th of July. It's Friday, my favorite day of the week. I don't know why. I just think people are happier on Friday. So I like Fridays. So I hope everybody's doing great. I have just a couple of questions today that I guess sometimes we have to travel the world and still not know where we're at. And that is a question. I've had it happen twice to two people that really wanted to find themselves by traveling the world. And then when they end up back in their countries, they feel like they let themselves down because now they've had a flavor of a bunch of places. But at the same time, not only did they have a flavor of a bunch of places, when they go back, the regularness of life, the way they had the predictability of life. But when they go back to their own life, they're not so sure if they fit in. And there's a couple of things I have to say about it. And I just didn't want it to go unsaid because sometimes we believe if we fix one thing, meaning we actually leave or we get enough money or we get enough time or whatever it is we think is missing, and we go and we look for it, always we'll have a home. So wherever you leave from, you find out while you're gone that that's your home. And sometimes when you're traveling and you go back home, you feel like you can rest and catch up, even though you didn't not rest while you were traveling, especially if you stayed for extended periods of time or traveled around the world or something like that. But bigger than that is to look at it differently. Traveling doesn't do anything. Widens our scope. We start to realize people are people. We become bigger thinkers. We're better adapters because we had to adapt, you know, this little fine-tuning in this country and fine-tuning in this state and fine-tuning in this world. And you learn to adapt. But the bigger thing in all of it is that whatever you do, bring it back with you. The security and peacefulness. Add to it what you have learned. But if you go back to the same people you purposely left and had many reasons for wanting to leave, then you're just taking somebody who used to wear a size 5 two, which is you, and now you have a size 8 foot, it's going to feel like you're wearing the wrong shoes. And you are. Because when you grow and you go back and you do the same thing, you feel like you haven't grown, and that's the discontent that you feel. That's where it hits. There's freedom everywhere in our world. We know where we live. We are from that culture. We are that culture. That's where we've lived, whether the people are harsh or nice. Not everybody is harsh. And on the same token, not everybody is nice. So whatever everybody's do we? I know Christ says this to me all the time. It's none of your business. Cannot make people behave the way we need them to behave. We cannot take somebody's head and open it and put in what we need. And those are huge lessons in life, because sometimes we think, but if this just went right, and if that just went right, and if I fix this, everything will be better. But if you think like that, chasing a ball down a hill, and good luck catching it. Liam wrote in the chat, the greatest freedom lives in our hearts and minds. And it does. Because that takes wherever you are and gives it perspective. Because it happened to me. That we may not feel ultimate freedom. But I know I lived in Chicago all my life. I've never been to any other state in the union except for the border of Indiana and the border of Wisconsin, because I lived in Chicago. And then I'm 22 years old, and my mom decides, and we came. And I will never forget, on the corner of, everything's Pasadena, but Pacific Coast Highway and Sunset Boulevard, there's a corner there. And it ends at the ocean. And I stood on the rocks there. Big boulder rocks. There wasn't really a beach there, but there were rocks, and there were people who kind of created little chairs within the rocks, and they would sit there and they would write or do whatever they wanted while they were, you know, staring at the ocean. And I stood there, never seen an ocean before. And I thought to myself, they just sent me my stuff from Chicago, I wouldn't even need to go back. I wouldn't even need to go back and get it. I would have stayed here. And then I go, why doesn't everybody in the world live here? And then my logical mind kicked in and said, because they wouldn't fit. We need a whole world for the people that live in it. So everyone's not going to fit right at that spot in the ocean, but there's other oceans. I'll just take this one. It's just, we know when we fall in love with something, but it's a different feeling than wanting to escape and continuously putting ourselves in the situations with the people that we are not close to or right with. All the way. So when you leave and then you go back to the old boyfriend you left, the old family you left, everyone you left, they're not going to change because you left. You're the one that left. You're the one that changed. You're the one who's responsible for accommodating your growth. We are all growing. And right now, in this time in our history, we're growing pretty fast. The pressures, the responsibilities of taking care of ourselves, having to be aware of eating food that doesn't hurt us, having to be aware of not breathing in chemicals that don't hurt us, having to be aware of making enough money, having to be aware that there's no security in most of our jobs. Life is changing. Everybody wants more and more and more money, and people aren't making more and more and more money. So they're finding ways. They have to invest. They have to do other ways. We cannot depend on jobs. We have to work in jobs and start making money, saving money, purchasing assets so that gives us money. so that we are not dependent on somebody telling us from one day to the next. We're on our own. We have this bubble that we're all living in, and it's stretching and stretching and stretching. Beings got left behind. So it's not a mistake that we are learning to do that ourselves. But it's not a bleak future. With that, we are also more evolved. We are also more aware of who we are and why we are. We're aware enough to realize what isn't working for us and what is. And we're learning how to even manage our emotions. And there is a management that comes with that. Knowing, let's say, if you're really upset about something, that you're only upset about that thing, it doesn't bleed onto everything else you're doing in your life. You got to just be cool with it. Like, hey, you know what? This is what I'm upset at. Not all of these things. So I'm not going to let all of these things suffer because I decided I'm having a bad day and I have the right to just be upset at everything and everyone. Or we're down and we want everyone to notice. I look and I'm like, oh my God, we still do that? We do. And then I say, you could have a much better day. You could be having a much better day if you looked at it in a different way. If you looked at it as a day in your life that you want to enjoy. And no matter what happens in that day in your life, good in it. The whole dog and pony show of acting out our depression is just a sign. I mean, when you go through that, you have to just say to yourself, but when I wake up in the morning, why don't I feel satisfied with what I think I'm going to face today? Oh, maybe I didn't make the best choices for myself. Let me take a look at the kinds of choices I need to make. Being here is wholly dependent on how you feel inside. Matter where we are anymore. Because we are travelers. We do go a lot of places. Even in cities and towns that we live in, you go into the next town, it's a whole different flavor. I've been in a lot of small towns in the past 3 years of my life. If there is a small town, I think I've been in it. But not one of them was alike, individual as people are. A lot of them might have certain things and definitely not a lot of stuff. No shuttles, no rent-a-cars, no to get a taxi, one bus that goes through, no Starbucks. I don't even drink coffee. It just fascinated me that Starbucks didn't make it into certain small towns in our country. All the businesses are owned by local people. Very little franchising goes on in small towns. Fences aren't high. People are slower. People are calmer. Kids get to play. Everyone knows whose kids are, whose they belong to. They watch out for them. That's alive and well. And we all have a choice to live like that or not. And those people made that choice. The most interesting thing to me in all of that is that the world offers us way more than we can see. But the same goes for our emotions. Our emotions offer us more than we know. We have a ton of emotions. We just use a few of them every day, and usually the same one. Okay, I'll make it through today. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Tomorrow I'll go out. Tomorrow I'll dress up. Tomorrow I'll play. Not today. I'll just same old for today. But when you take the time, when you're at work, to say things like, well, this is where I'm at. I'm going to make the best of it. And on my way home, I'm going to buy ingredients and make myself a good meal. After that, I'm going to read a book or walk or watch a program or write or paint or whatever, play with the kids. And after that, and so when you start thinking like that and you've planned your night, what happens to your brain is it's like, oh, I got a good sense of what I'm doing and relax now. You may not even do any of it. Something might just slip right into your day and change it in a great way and take you on a different path. And you would be saying all night, oh, my gosh, I was just going to do this and this and this and this tonight, and I'm here. Or something happens that, you know, feels like it's a problem and we solve it. And we go to bed and we say, wow, that felt really good to solve that. Instead of, that happened. So many different ways for us to look at things, for us to pay attention to our lives. Like, instead of thinking, well, I'm back and everyone's the same, there's no surprise in that. The surprise is how it surprises you. Because that's where you're surprised. Doesn't mean anybody changed. You have more experience. You've gotten to kind of peek into different places and how people live. But take that back and grow your life with it. Because it's so easy to put yourself back in the same place. It's like wearing an old shoe, but then you find out the old shoe doesn't fit anymore. You have a support system there. You have people you love, people you've lived with all of your life. And let that knowledge of what you've seen around this world expand you. That expansion. We get scared of growing, of changing, of adding new things to life. Why am I not happy? In my inbox, and there are people who tell me, they ask me why they're not happy, but then they tell me why they're not happy. And they're holding on to stuff that's invisible to the world. And for some reason, in their own mind, facing it was not as attractive to them as letting it run their life, their whole life, versus facing it. And I know Christ says this, and it sounds kind of silly, but he says, face it and erase it. Because anything we face, anything we look in the eye, gives us a chance to take a look at why this is such a boogeyman in our life. Why does this have control over me? Why did that hurt me? Those questions, it's not like hurt is a badge that we wear. It's a threshold for us to grow through. And by the time you're 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, there's a lot of times you've been hurt. Why don't you tell me about all the times you were happy? And I know the obvious answer is, well, when you're happy, everything's okay. But when you're hurting, it's also okay. You just have to face it so you can grow. Most of our growing happens when something challenges us and we feel hurt. But the sad story that we have that I have had and have at times. Elevators. Those are when we take two stairs at a time. And if we look at it that way, getting hurt doesn't hurt the same way anymore. Oh, wow, that person chose to do this. Oh, this is how they spoke to me. Instead of, they did this to me on purpose. We now know it's not us. It's who the person is. Ever allows them to do that to them, we'll get that from them. Whoever allows them to do that to them will get that from them. I dated someone who in the very beginning was telling me his whole life, beginning to end. And I was fascinated. And I listened to one story after another after another. He left a few of them out that came out later because it's impossible to do everything at one time. And everybody he dated ran away from him. And for the life of me, I couldn't see why. The nicest guy I met. And he's, you know, successful and professional and good looking and, you know, all the stuff you want. Two kids, beautiful. One thing I knew that I didn't want to know in the beginning was that one day I was going to be a story. And I didn't want it to be true. And I didn't leave. I wanted to stay. I wanted to prove all those stories wrong. I wanted him to be happy. But I found out that he is actually happiest by himself in the relationship. He only knew how to take care of himself. He tried so hard to involve the other person that was there in his life. But he actually couldn't do it. You would have to be very detached to have been able to stay. Now, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have stayed and banged my head against the wall trying to figure it all out. I learned from my past. I knew what I didn't want to know in the beginning. I knew what I didn't want to know in the beginning. Within 4 months or 5 months, I started seeing it. And I thought, oh, no. And I had to make a decision. Do I want to stay with somebody who can't see me, but just needs to plug me in so that now I'm doing the other half of everything he needs to get done? And once in a while, he would thank me for something I've done, and I started really looking forward to those moments because then I thought, oh my gosh, then he'll really know I'm here. And I believed in my heart that I could create how it worked. And there was no way I could teach him, even through example. And then the issues of his insecurities would come up, and he started doing things and not telling me, and then me finding out. And then all of a sudden, the peace I had, he had, and the instability he had, I had. So now I'm with somebody who put me in a non-stable place emotionally. And I really gave it my all. I went back 2 times, 3 times. Then I realized that we make great friends. Everybody else realized that. He didn't not love him, not care about him, but his style of living was just didn't fit. And I hated having to say that. But it was the truth. It made me very sad beyond words, but at least I said the truth, because once I did, I felt like whether he understands it or not, it's still the truth. And the fact that I understood enough to know that and to say that, it empowered me as a person who knows how to speak for herself or up for herself. And nobody had to be bad. I didn't have to demonize him or, you know, beat him up emotionally because he wasn't, you know, that flexible. Because that's not my job. I can't make someone more flexible. He wanted to feel safe somewhere, have a girlfriend somewhere, someone in his life that he didn't actually have to take care of but was there. And when he did take care of little things, it meant a lot to him because it was a big stretch for him to step out of himself and do anything for anybody else. And I have to say, till this day, when I think back on it, I smile and I just wish him well. And on his journey, he finds somebody who can live side by side. Instead of, he did this to me, he did that to me. He didn't know he was doing all that to me. He has no clue why his relationships turn over. You could tell him all day long. Doesn't even get it. So being this person who uses other people's problems, and I can go all day long for how much people have hurt me, but then I realize that I'm lying to myself. I'm using them as an excuse to not face. We don't have to know what we want every minute of the day. But if we're content enough to be where we are, we can grow and learn. And if we know enough, if we know enough where we don't belong, which is just as important as where we do belong, if we just know that, we are already ahead in our own lives. Because now when we say yes, it means something just as important as when we say no. You guys, I will see you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend. It's our last weekend in July. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.